Our mics are live.
I'm Mia Harkness, and this is the only place where they'd let me in.
I'm Will Fingerdo, and I wish I had somewhere else to go.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I'm enjoying not having to share a chair with anyone this week. Now I can make this one nice with a lovely anti-massacre and one of those things for holding the remote controls for everything.
And I'm Sandy Crevice, and I'm wondering if it was my pre-show snack that drove them all away. Ooh, baked beans and Brussels sprouts with a lutefisk and onion gravy. Lovely.
Right then, let's get on to the headlines before I pass out from the smell.
It's all a bit pants at the start of the term.
Rampage and Rampage Rage Damage Blender.
We dig into the stats of the week.
Cannon are off with a bang.
And Atus is back!
Hazmat teams were scrambled to the school wing of Hutton Orbital this week, as the Hutton Orbital Truckers School for Infants and Toddlers, that's HOT SIT, pulled the emergency lever after Commander Thrawine's little cherub brought one of Mummy's work projects in for show and tell at school. With most jobs, this wouldn't be a problem. Little Johnny bringing in one of Dad's cakes from the bakery, Cecil Jr. showing off his dad's collection of swizzle sticks, but Commander Thrawine happens to work for the Hutton Orbital Biological Containment Office, based in the offices just round the corner from Cubicle 3, and right next door to Vista Genomics' storage office, usually spending her time helping catalogue various bits of squidgy, strange-coloured bacteria scraped off the boots of wandering truckers, hoping that the one they found might just be worth enough credits for a drink at the bar. Normally the samples are kept in containers that allow curious school parties to look through toughened glass and go, ooh, or yeah, or to shout things like, bogeys. Unfortunately, after the ECM event, Commander Thrawine was given custody of one supposedly sealed package containing one of the most deadly biological samples known to humanity, the Hutton Underpants, formerly worn by Gal Midden. After their first outing at LaveCon a few years back, they were duly recovered from the laundry baskets before they ate their way through the floor and sealed into a flexible and theoretically hermetically sealed bag. What wasn't taken into account was that whatever was on the pants appears to have thrived in an anaerobic environment and produced a toxic, corrosive, and most probably very angry strain of bacteria. Oh, and that theoretically hermetically sealed baggie was actually a little sandwich bag from the canteen. Needless to say, Thrawine Jr. has unveiled them to the class from their sealed cargo canister, complete with hissing as it unlocked, and a strange glow as the lid lifted, and the biohazard alarms went off across the school. The children were all safely evacuated, and Miss Smith of Class 2B used her HB to lift the appending package back into the canister, whilst holding her nose with the other hand. Lael Wolfe of Hutton has issued a commendation for bravery to Miss Smith, and vowed to open an investigation as to exactly how Thrawine Jr. hacked open the security codes, avoided all the alarms, and didn't get spotted by the 24-hour surveillance, dodged the laser containment field, and managed to remove a magnetised 1-tonne cargo canister into a classroom, all without getting caught. Kids, eh?
Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Incident type, assault, and a very important person. Incident location, you know, somewhere over there in Colonia. Date of incident, 2nd of September, 3309. Report details follow. Whilst undertaking some planetary work of the percussive variety in a team this week, it has come to the attention of the Hutton Orbital Apology Office that a summons needs issuing to one Rampage, to attend Alvin's office immediately with his flat cap in hand and a suitably apologetic expression on his face. Whilst undertaking a mission to rescue Tyr and the subsequent actions involved in securing Hot Call's influence in the area, a team consisting of one of the Hankey clones, Rampage, and their very own Flossie, the group came under fire from a concentrated attack by enemies with laser and ballistic weapons. Hankey and Rampage immediately took up positions to defend Alvin's interests and proceeded to lay about the enemies with wild abandon. Flossie, as she does, planted her feet firmly in the alien soil, unlimbered her rocket launcher, and punctuated the combat with explosions, detonations, and destruction the likes of which haven't been seen since last Bonfire Night. Meanwhile, Rampage does a passable impression of exactly why he was given that name, as at one point, having run out of ammunition, he took to attacking the enemies with his butt. Sorry, I'll read that again. With the butt of his rifle. As the number of red dots in the scanner dwindled and eventually reduced to zero, Flossie duly called out, "Clear!" on the radio comms. Rampage, a victim of the red mist that sometimes accompanied his forays into the fire zone, swore that he saw an enemy combatant clearly as he turned to find the rest of the team and, as Rampages do, went the full Master Ken on them. It was only when he heard the "Aye!" he realised his error. Yes, Rampage had just sent Flossie for a quick nap, courtesy of his combat rage. Flossie was rescued by a passing Apex medical transport. Well, her consciousness was downloaded from the jack in the back of her neck and uploaded to its hard drive, flown back to a nearby station and downloaded into a near-perfect clone of the Pilots Federation favourite. We understand that all stations have a spare one on standby. Which left Rampage and Hankey looking down a rather forlornly at a mangled Flossie clone. Arms are not supposed to bend that way. So, on behalf of the Pilots Federation, who have sent their commiserations to Rampage, as once Flossie gets out, he's sure to get a further panning, and the enemy, who were quite rightly shocked and scandalised by the whole incident, we would like to offer apologies to the Naughty Step for sending Rampage to them. He is a bad, bad man and deserves to be there, but his Naughty Step polishing skills need refining in the wax on, wax off variety.
It's week 57 of the Too Hot, Too Messy initiative to deliver mugs and gin to every station in inhabited space. Even the pens we don't know about yet. Commander Chicks has bunked off to a vintage ship show this week. Or was it Norma and Mavis's Gingo Palace? Either way, he's not here, so you're stuck with me. You're stuck with me. Well, it's been a week, and commanders have delivered 847 each of mugs and gin. NCE, that's the total tally this week. It's neat. Muggers have now delivered 94,231 mugs and slightly less in gin mugs. Nice work, everyone. The table is led by he of the beautifully coiffured moustache, but you have a chance to overtake him while he's distracted by a Merlin in original 3271 wireframe paint job. We're looking at you, Waller 81. Don't forget to send us your funny things that happened on the way to deliver mug stories. We love stories and it's good to share. Did you sell your gin on the black market to monks on a teetotal religious hideaway? Or did you deliver to somewhere with an amusing or slightly rude name? Traffic to Hutton Orbital is light this week, with lots of free space and minimal delays in getting docked. In the last 7 days, we've had 6 Hutton runs from the Too Hot, Too Messy mug winners. They are Bandicoot, 1 hour 24 minutes 25 seconds, and Steve King, 1 hour 24 minutes and 44 seconds. Steve King did 5 runs in total this week, so if you're having moments of deja vu, then relax. You've actually seen the same ship whizzing past you again and again.
The Barmy Boffins at Canon Interstellar have bravely decided to turn their backs on Thargoid research and the possibility of becoming pod people inside a Thargoid Titan. Instead of facing an almost certain probing from the tentacly appendages of the Thargoids, they have declared they are going on a holiday. A scientific expedition to the centre of the galaxy, where there are absolutely no Thargoids whatsoever. Their landscape expedition is named after an old project they found lost down the back of a sofa in their old Discord, which was destroyed by pirates last year. Fortunately, they were able to find a crib sheet created by the independent Raxalar hunters and use that as an excuse for a wild goose chase to find the source of the mysterious landscape signal. That's the signal that can be heard in the general direction of that supermassive black hole in the centre of the galaxy. Cannon and the independent Raxalar hunters had pointed their ear trumpets at the sound of the signal from different parts of the galaxy and concluded that the mysterious signal can be heard from over there. No, left a bit. Down a bit. Up a bit. Yeah, just there. About 12 light years from Sagittarius A star. Unfortunately, there are no stars at that location, and flying through it in supercruise didn't reveal the origin of the sound. Undaunted, the asinine astronomers teased apart the fabric of the galaxy and discovered that the location matched closely with a voxel coordinate. I think they just make this stuff up. Anyway, a voxel coordinate that was shared by just over 20,000 stars. So all they need to do to avoid being vivisected by Thargoid scythes is to go on a trip to the centre of the galaxy and look very closely at all the planets in their massive list. You can find more information about the expedition at canon.science. Just search for landscape. They have spreadsheets and biscuits to manage it all, but not spreadsheets of biscuits. For that, you need to talk to Ed38 at WNL. The faster they get through the list, the sooner they'll be able to get back to dodging Thargoids, so feel free to go and help them.
Good evening, truckers! ATIS 5060 reporting in with the latest updates on the Thargoid War. 6 out of 8 Titans now have less than 100 systems under their control. Are we approaching the point of defeat for the Thargoids finally? Or will they unleash new horrors upon us in a last-ditch effort to push back? Haxcom first has to issue an apology to all Truckers and Haxwing. Comms have been slow lately to relay orders, but I'm delighted still to see many of you putting in the effort to keep the bugs at bay. Whether it be to finally earn your elite status in combat, for engineering materials, whatever your reasons may be, I'm glad to see you are out there and doing your part to defend the mug and Alvin's interests, as well as supporting our allies in Mode. We continue to push the Thargoids back, and we are hopefully re-entering the end game of this war, as we are rapidly approaching nearly a year of fighting against the Titans. Indra and Raging Titans still maintain the most control of systems compared to the other Maelstroms, hence why they are going to focus our efforts at the Indra Titan this week. Haxwing, your orders are to defend the following systems under alert. HIP, or is that HIP, 20485. HIP, or is that HIP, 20948. HIP, 20941. HIP, 20899. And HIP, 20056. Combat pilots and tissue samplers are needed to repel scouts and authors, as well as the side variants. Evac and supply mission runners can operate out of any of the bases in the system. Additionally, we need on-foot combatants for reactivation missions to retake control of bases in Thargoid territory. Now let's get out there and show them what we Truckers are made of. For the morgue!